Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
WBBM FM and HD1 Chicago, a Radio.com station. This is a commercial-free Tuesday. Sponsored by your local Hyundai dealer.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday to everybody out there working hard.
And shout out to everybody being good. I think we could all use a little more of that, so spread it.
True. We're going to keep you connected. It's Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Commercial-free Tuesday.
Hey, thank you. And it is time for the top six at six. This is our six best stories.
Count down the stories you need to hear waking up this morning. Let's go.
Number six.
Especially about us, too. My number six is that yesterday I got back to running, so I hurt my groin last week. Oh. And I had to do like walking and stretching and push-ups and sit-ups while my friends are doing running and sprints and all that good stuff. So last week, shout out to Pito and Pito and James. We've been at, he asked me too. He's like, have you told people about it? Because it's kind of looked like it's got more packed. And I said, no, that's just people really wanting to work out. Has nothing to do with us, bro.
Say where the party is.
I haven't said this. If you want to come run with us, sure, every day, 10:30.
Or you can just drive by and watch them like a little creep.
We're the three fat dads that are sitting on their thing. Anyway, so I hurt my groin last week. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you know, because sometimes when you're young, you feel like you can just go back the next day and your groin will be fine. But when you get older, you realize, Gabe. You realize that you can't do that. So you really do got to take it. And the wise words of my older friend, Pito, it's not worth it. So yesterday I got back and I was running and I feel really good. So
good.
I'm excited about that. For sure.
Number five.
No more cramps. That's great. And guys, I'm negative. Oh, I already knew I was going to be negative. I got my COVID test yesterday.
Nice.
I know. So the whole thing though.
Is it anticlimactic? Is it like the HIV test where you're like, you're a little nervous, but deep down inside you're like, I know I don't got HIV.
There's no way that I could have. I hadn't been around anybody. I mean, I've really been locked up in my apartment this entire time with the exception of coming to work. But it was like a mission, right? And I knew it kind of was. I blocked off a big chunk of my day because it wasn't an appointment. It was like walk-in type of a thing. Okay. I went to one of the urgent cares. So I'm outside. I got caught in the monsoon of rain.
Oh.
And then also in between, it was like a heat wave, right? So the sun's blaring. I'm standing. I'm very patient. Everybody's in their masks. We're all 6 feet apart. And there's a tree in front of me. So I'm like, I'm going to go stand under this tree. I'm not going to get sunburn right now.
Right.
So I move up. I stand under the tree. Everything's great. And then all of a sudden, I feel this little plop. I look at my shoulder. There's a caterpillar the size of my finger on my shoulder. I'm screaming. In line. All of a sudden, everybody's staring at me. And this is right before we all got rained on. So I was like, wow.
Did you apologize?
Oh, I was just like, sorry. Yeah, I was. I was like, sorry. Just, you know, bugs. I don't do well with bugs, let alone caterpillars.
It is the most disgusting animal on the planet Earth.
They're so creepy.
Because I was literally, Nina, having this conversation with somebody yesterday.
About caterpillars?
About butterflies.
Oh.
And they're like, why do you hate butterflies so much? Because that's my least favorite animal.
Oh, I forgot. Right. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And I said like this, Nina. If I told you that, what did I say? I said if a tiger, right, that a tiger turns into an elephant one day, what would you tell me?
Okay, Gabe.
Thank you. Thank you. That is the response. And when I tell you that a caterpillar turns into a butterfly.
That's why it's a miracle.
It's like, no big deal. No.
No.
It's a terrible animal because it turns into a different animal. Like, no one has a problem with the fact that it turns into a different animal.
Oh, my God, because I think it's kind of inspiring. So, of course, I had to go look up what it meant if a caterpillar lands on you.
What did it say?
And so there were two different options. One was that means that there's something blocking your life, and if you don't get past it, you're screwed. But the other one was that I chose to go with was that you are on the verge of something beautiful. You're blossoming. You're in a season of change.
How can there be so polar opposites?
I don't know, but the season of change.
Tough.
But the season of change makes sense. A caterpillar turns into a butterfly. Guys, I'm about to be a butterfly.
Aw, damn.
Number four.
I can't wait.
I know.
Ange is going to love you even more.
I know. Sorry, Ange.
All right, number four is that. So, you know, Nina, when you first got your ears pierced, where did you go get them done?
Claire's. Claire's Boutique inside of a mall called Factoria.
Okay, well, Claire's is up to it again. Piercing people's ears, but this time they actually connected someone's face mask to
it. I just got my third earring done, and the lady pierced my ear on my mask.
Is she crying?
Yes.
Holly, why are you, girl? Why are you crying? You're fine. Somebody,
you know, I actually got my eyebrow pierced before I got my ear pierced, guys.
You had a
years
hoop?
Ago, guys.
You had a hoop?
No. I had a.
Oh, a barbell?
Yeah, sure. A curved one.
Yeah.
To the left. It was right there on my eyebrow. And I remember getting my ears pierced after that, right? Uh-huh. And I remember looking at the person and being like, this hurt more than my eyebrow. Because that, like, ear piercing hurts.
Yeah.
Not as much as your eyebrow. You don't feel anything. But anyway.
Number three.
Claire's Boutique. Shout out to you guys doing your job.
Oh, Claire's
there.
Always does it. This one's kind of interesting. If you're looking for a new scent for yourself, there's a fragrance developed by NASA. It smells like outer space, and it's called Eau de Space. They're saying that outer space, they actually have a description of what outer space smells like, and it's a mix of gunpowder, steak, raspberries, and rum. So really, without with the exception
Saturday.
Of gunpowder, that sounds like your life.
Like Saturday. My backyard smells like outer space. There's a mulberry tree in my backyard that is the death of me right now.
There is? That's
it is the
cool.
worst. No, trust me, it is not. You drag the berries into your house. They're staining my cement. I just tore down my garage, and now they're all... And so now I understand why my neighbors hate it. But anyway.
You can make a pie.
You can. You literally can make... They said that it's the best on ice cream. Do I put it on Hudsonville?
Yes, you do.
Number two.
Okay. I love that story, by the way. We should talk about that again during the day. But we... Number two is that CVS is now going to start selling men's makeup.
Oh, really?
What do you think about that, Nina?
I think it's probably convenient. I love when I run out of, like, my higher-end, like, makeup stuff, and even still, I'm a big CoverGirl fan, so having CVS or Walgreens and where you go get your makeup, it's so easy. So, guys, you need to get your makeup easy.
I'm telling you right now.
Do it.
Fellas, buy stock in men's CVS makeup.
Tricks was started to help guys feel more confident in their own skin and look their best. We started off with a concealer tool here and a tinted moisturizer, which are designed to be really easy to use, but also discreet. Real men can wear makeup.
All right.
I wear makeup every day. You wear makeup when you're on TV.
Right.
But I guess if you, like, were spot treating, like, if you had a zit, like, we have zits, we can cover them, like, women can. Like, guys could do that, too.
I would say this. If men were more well-versed on the wonders of makeup, they definitely would use it more often. Not in the same way women do.
Right. I don't know about...
Like, he was talking about all that other stuff, and I'm just thinking about, like, just some pressed powder. Now that I know about it, just some pressed powder, though. Think about it. Like, if you just want to even out some skin, but where... Because there's sometimes when I'm wearing light enough makeup, where, like you said, you're covering a zit or something, where you just can't even tell.
Right.
So I think if guys knew that, they'd do that, like, when they went on dates or stuff like that.
Just remember to be natural-looking, guys. If you're applying makeup, do natural vibes.
Number one.
He's going to do a tutorial.
I know. Where just a little dab will do ya. I can't tell you about...
Yeah, but do me.
That's a good one. I could tell you about how the VMAs are set to be in motion as our pop story, whatever, as number one. But I've been getting a lot of requests for Florida Man.
I love it.
So I have a Florida Man story for you. And it's a lesson to all of us. Don't throw hot pizza in your boyfriend or girlfriend's face.
Ooh.
So a woman in Florida assaulted her boyfriend with hot pizza and ended up getting arrested for domestic battery. Oh, I missed it. So the cops show up and nobody even knows what they were fighting about. It was something about her sleeping on the couch and she didn't want to sleep on the couch anymore. So she took the pizza.
Yeah.
You can't throw pizza in people's face. It's domestic battery.
I mean, I would have ate it. It would have been no problem. I'd have been like, preach, preach.
It was piping hot. You got to burn your face and get pepperoni oil.
Just trying to think. You ever, you know, in Spaceballs, Pizza the Hut?
Yeah.
That's all I'm thinking about is dude sitting there like a piece of pepperoni just falling off his plate.
When you see him, does it make you hungry?
Every single time.
I know, right?
Janelle, good morning.
Good morning.
It is time to play TBT, and I can hear it in your voice. You owe us going to.
She's laughing.
You know it.
All right. Your first question, The Other Side, is the title of this 2013 hit. The singer is an amazing dancer. He used to date Jordan Sparks and has recently propelled himself to TikTok fame.
Who is it? What's his name?
And he is my Haitian cousin. Jason Derulo.
No. You know that's not how you say it.
You got to do it.
Jason Derulo.
Right. All right, question number two, Janelle. 6 years ago in 2014, we all watched Jane Villanueva, a devout 23-year-old Latina virgin, become pregnant after an accidental artificial insemination in Jane the Virgin. Jane the Virgin is played by someone from Chicago.
What is her name, Janelle?
What? Jane.
Latina from Chicago? Gina Rodriguez.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you learned something.
Don't worry.
Today.
Now, over the weekend, you can go binge watch it.
Jane the Virgin's a great show, by the way.
All right. Here's your movie. In this 2012 movie, we all felt bad for 11-year-old kid Greg Heffley. The movie is based on a book where the author assures us it's a journal and not a diary.
Janelle, do you know what movie this is?
How is 2012 old school?
Because it's not today.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid. These are two things you need to be watching over the weekend, Janelle.
I never saw that one either.
I never saw that movie either, to be quite honest.
Okay.
Okay, what?
We all need
That's
to go
like
watch Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
12-year-old.
Yes.
OMG.
Listen, this is how you know 2012 is old school, Janelle. Because if you were in first grade in 2012, you would have graduated eighth grade this year. And that's a whole ass elementary school. Exactly.
See,
that's a whole elementary
that
school away from here. Or you could have graduated high school and college.
Oh, now you got to say, The lights, the flash from your phone, and all the photos that you're taking of the people and things that you love. Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. Now, honestly, do you have, and we got telephone tone in here too, looking. Do you have more photos in your phone of your baby,
okay,
your significant other,
okay,
or your pet?
That's a trick question. That's a trick question because I feel like a lot of pictures of my baby are of my, like, my significant other is holding the baby.
So you're like, I just have them both, my girls. So,
you know what? I have more pictures of my significant other. The most pictures in my phone are of my significant other, yeah.
That's cute.
Because there's, like, selfies of us, pictures of her holding the baby, and then a bunch of pictures of me just creeping on her, like up her butt or something like that. Like, it's like her knee, and I'm like, damn, babe, look at his knee.
You got a sexy knee. I'm going to take a picture of it.
What about you, Nina? Well, you ain't got a pet or a kid.
Or a significant other. I don't get to play. 877-591-9696.
Right, let's do this.
I don't get to play.
No. We want to make you, put you in this conversation.
Selfies?
Let's assume you had all three. Let's assume you had a man, a baby, and a dog. Of the three, who do you think you'd have the most of?
If I had all three?
Yeah.
Dang.
Isn't this a beautiful place we're living in right now?
Yeah, in my future. I would say, I want to say baby, but probably dog. Because I might be holding the baby, you know, and then I'd be like, look at the puppy doing his little... I like to make dogs talk. We learned this yesterday. I like to put dogs in clothes. I like to make dogs do funny things. I like to send dogs after my significant other.
Didn't you say there was a statistic surrounding this?
There is. There is a statistic that says that most people in relationships have more photos of their pet in their phone than they do of their person.
Okay.
So babies weren't even included. We just kind of threw that one in there.
Yeah, I like that. All right, 877-591-9696. You should just think about it. Think about it. Don't even look through your phone. That'll take too long. And you might crash. We don't want that. But if you think about it, your phone, you say to yourself, what do I have the most pictures of? It took me a second.
Yeah, it did.
But if you're listening, babe, it's of you, girl.
Watch her get mad at you. Why don't you have pictures of Whitney? What are you doing?
No. She's going to be like, we need a dog. I'm a sucker for you, Chicago. I love you so damn much.
Actually, Gabe says it every morning.
I do. It's just because you don't want to know why. Chicago, who said, have you, did you see the meme? I'm sure a lot of you guys saw it and you've been in your car. Like where the Anthony Bourdain
quote
was going around
out.
Chicago.
Yes.
Or going around the social media. What a great description of what our city is.
Actually, it was really powerful for me as a person that didn't grow, who has not grown up here, but lives here now. And I love Chicago too. But for some reason, reading that, it kind of makes you see everything different. Or maybe it, I shouldn't say different, but like it highlights those things.
It's because you know.
Makes them brighter.
You like know about your city. You know what it is.
Yeah.
And you don't really think about it that way. You just know what you are. And then he comes and like puts it so eloquently. And then you say to yourself, oh my God, wait.
You got to read part of it.
Yes, that is that. I know I'm looking for it. Right? Chicago is, here we go.
Got it?
Yes.
Okay,
so this is what he said. If you haven't heard it, this is what he said. It's great. It's beautiful. It's about your whole Chicagoland area. Chicago is big. Not just any kind of big. I'm talking major metropolis big. I love the city. In my opinion, it's the only other real metropolis in America. You wake up in Chicago, pull back the curtain, and you know where you are. You could be nowhere else. You're in a big, brash, muscular, broad-shouldered, mother-effing city, a metropolis, completely non-neurotic, ever-moving, big-hearted, God, we talk about that all the time, but cold-blooded machine with millions of moving parts, a beast that if disrespected or not taken seriously, will roll you over without remorse. It is also, as I like to point out frequently, one of America's last great no BS zones.
It's so real.
Pomposity, pretentiousness, putting on airs of any kind, douchery and lack of sense of humor. Pause. And lack of sense of humor will not get you far in Chicago. It is a trait shared with Glasgow, another city I love, with a similar working class ethos and history. I mean, geez, yes.
Anthony Bourdain nailed
it. I was about to say, yes. I mean, it's true. I say it all the time. Jeez, when I go to my friend's house, do you think, Nina, when I walk in, I could be like, yo, what's up? I'm gay for B96.
Oh my God, no. They'd be like, excuse me, do you want to walk out the door and come back and try again?
They'd be like, didn't we tell you? No one cares. Oh yeah, my bad, guys.
Yeah.
Like, I go to my family parties. You think anyone cares that I work at B96? Not one person cares that I work at B96.
Shout out to your family, though. They do always listen.
Not one of them is listening. Right now. You know, it was the last time one of my family or friends retweeted something that has to do. We have a podcast now, Nina.
I know.
You think any of the millions of people that I know in Chicago went to Lane Tech, UIC, my friends, my family? Do you think any of them are? No, because it's Chicago. But they'll be like, Gabe, I love you, though.
That's cool. Have you guys do your thing. We'll do our thing. Exactly. And then we support each other because we're all in the same place with big hearts and working hard.
That's why we love you guys, because you guys actually listen. You guys are really here listening to us.
I hope you are, because this was a tangent, but it was also a love letter.
Not a tangent. It was a beautiful love letter about our wonderful city of Chicago and an opportunity for us to tell you that we got a podcast, though. All right? Radio.com app. You download it. If you miss any of your shows during the week, you can listen to it there. We put it up. B96. 877-591-9696. That is the number to B96. And if you're riding in your car and you want to play Wake Up Wars, now's the time to play.
We need a lady to carry on these victories that we've kicked
ladies
off.
Won yesterday?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
We need to carry on the victories. So I need a strong, smart, excited, somebody that's on their way to do good things today to come
like
play
that.
On my team.
Yeah, I like that. Somebody that's on their way to do good things today.
Yeah.
Look at that. Well, you're going to get one question that is female-centered, then you're going to get a male-centered question, and then a question about Chicago, your beautiful city, and then whoever gets the most right gets themselves a victory. All right, so call us up right now if you want to play. 877-591-9696. Wake Up Wars is next, along with the Baby Daddy Check-In on B96. Gabe and Nina on B96. Time for the Baby Daddy Check-In. Two dad jokes. One baby update.
Give
Nina,
it to us.
Okay, guys, obviously I'm in a relationship, but these are dad jokes.
Okay. Thank you for the disclaimer. He's taken.
My Tinder bio. Uh-huh. It says that I have a corner office with views of the entire city. I drive a $500,000 vehicle, and then I'm paid to travel.
Oh, yeah?
And my dates are always upset when I tell them I'm a bus driver. It's a $500,000 vehicle. Corner office.
That's so real. I get it.
Anyway, baby daddy check-in is I had to cut my daughter's nails yesterday.
Oh, how did that go?
Difficult. Difficult because, like, she got little stubby nails like her mom, fingers. And then, like, so the nail is, like, in there. So you got to, like, go up under the nail to get into the... And then let's not forget,
is she moving?
As a first-time parent, you think every snip is going to end with your daughter's finger falling on the floor. Just like, you're like, boom. But the good thing is she didn't cry. I did her. Nicole couldn't do it. She literally was like, I can't do this. Take the
you do
nail
it.
Cutters. You do it. And she literally walked away. Didn't even help me and hold the baby down.
You got it.
Put her in a straitjacket. Just anyway.
No.
So that's the baby daddy checking. All right, guys. Your second joke. You know, my horse has insomnia and keeps everyone awake at night. She's a nightmare.
Oh, that's funny. I get it. Mare. See?
Every day, 705, 905, the baby daddy check-in. And then don't forget, Wake Up Boards is up next at 710. Don't go anywhere.
Wake Up Wars, a battle of the sexes for breakfast with Gabe and Nina on B96.
It is time to play Wake Up Wars on B96. We are Gabe and Nina, and representing for all the gentlemen of the Chicagoland area, we got Tony in Griffith, Indiana. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We also have Bree.
Your name's not Tony, Bree.
You heard that sweet voice. Bree from the north side is ready to represent for all of the ladies.
Woo! I'm excited.
I love that.
As you should be, Bree.
I know. This is a good thing. Yesterday, the ladies won, so you can take that excitement today and go first, or you can let Tony go first. What would you like to do?
I'm going to go first.
Perfect.
No manners. Tony, hang on one second.
We got to keep this excitement high.
It's
moving.
It's funny, Nina, because yesterday you ate burrata on avocados make everything taste better.
Uh-huh.
And today you get some brie.
I love cheese. And you are about to get a female center question, a male center question, and that Chicagoland question. Whoever gets the most right today wins.
Okay.
Your first female center question. What type of manicure would someone ask for if they wanted their nails to have a sheer pink or beige tone with a white polished tip on each finger, on each nail? What kind of manicure is that?
No chip.
Miss Yua.
That's okay. She knows
that. You are wrong. Wrong again.
When you hear it, you'll be like, oh, dang.
Okay. And then you won't think my accent's that creepy.
Second question. Known for its expansive breakfast menu, specifically its pancakes, IHOP is a place many families go to and late night party animals go to. But what does IHOP stand for?
International House of Pancakes.
She got that one, no problems.
Uh-huh, yes you did.
Isn't Brie a French cheese too? Anyway, your Chicagoland question.
No sé.
Brie. It's candy week on the show. We're going to tell you about a particular type of candy that's made here, and you're going to tell us which one it is, okay?
Okay.
Chicagoland company Ferrera Pan?
Yep.
Ferrera Pan makes some of your favorite candies, including Lemon Heads, Red Hots, and Boston Baked Beans. They're also the largest producer of this minty Christmas time treat. What is it?
Oh, I don't know. Chocolate Mintons or something?
Once you hear all of these answers, you'll know. It's okay.
I like it, though.
You're so fun, though.
Hang on one second, Bree. She was kind of stinky today.
Stop it.
You see what I did there?
I did.
Tony and Griffith, Bree got one question correct today.
Okay.
Okay. I think you could. I really do think you could pull this victory off. Okay. First question, what type of manicure would someone ask for if they wanted their nails to have sheer pink or beige tone with a white polished tip on each nail? What kind of manicure is it?
French manicure.
Oh, I knew Tony was going to know that one. He's bought a bunch of those in his day.
Is that right, Tony?
Hey, I wanted to.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
I know.
He's being modest.
$20, just like that. Bam, here's 20.
I think it's
20.
More than that now.
Tony's old school. Question number two. Your male-centered question, known for its expansive breakfast menu, specifically its pancakes, IHOP is a place many families go to, and late-night party animals, too. But what does IHOP stand for?
No idea.
He's not taking his dates to IHOP is what Tony's doing.
Tony, save the French manicure money and go to IHOP. You're messing it up. All right, here we go. Last one. Your Chicagoland question. It's candy week on the show. So I'm going to tell you about a particular candy that's made right here in the Chicagoland area, and you're going to tell me what candy it is, okay?
Okay.
Chicagoland company Ferrera Pan makes some of your favorite candies, including Lemon Heads, Red Hots, and Boston Baked Beans. They're also the largest producer of this minty Christmas time treat. What is it?
Thin Mints?
No, you would think it was Thin Mints. I guess I worded the question improperly. All right, hang on one second, Tony. I just didn't want to say, because the answer is not Thin Mints to number three, Bree, but I figured if I would have gave anything else,
I mean,
it would have been...
To me, it's obvious, but maybe it's because I know the answer.
You know what it is? It's because Thin Mints is a Chicago, like, staple. It's made by Frango or whatever. So, like, that's a Chicago thing. See? Yeah. Like, so that's why both people are like, Thin Mints.
Got it.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, Tony only got one question right, so we're headed to the tiebreaker tune.
So, Bree, there's still a chance for us to pull out in the lead, okay? We're going to give you... Well, I'm going to give you the name of a song, and you're just going to have to tell us how long it is, okay?
Okay.
Your song is... Harry Styles, Adore You. You hear it often on B96. How long is that song?
I'm going to say 3 minutes and 2 seconds.
Ooh, okay, guess, great guess.
All right, Tony and Griffith.
All right,
so we made it to the tiebreaker tune, okay? So I give you the name of the song. You tell me how long it is. Whoever gets closest between the two of you gets the victory. Your song is by Harry Styles, and it is called Adore You. We play it all the time on B96. How long... is that song?
3 minutes, 27 seconds.
Are you sure, Tony?
Oh, he's sure. Nina, well, who's closest?
According to Wikipedia, our official source, his song is 3 minutes and 27 seconds.
Exactly. Oh, no. On the dot, Tony. On the dot, Baba. All right, answers to the questions. Number one.
Number one is a French manicure.
Three.
I know. I knew that after you said that.
That's okay.
Question number two. Tony got it wrong. The International House of Pancakes. That's what IHOP stands for, Tony.
And guys, the Christmas treat is a candy cane.
Isn't that unbelievable? Ferrero Pan makes the majority of candy canes in the number one producer. It's so unreal. I had no idea. So a little known Chicago fact for you guys. Hey, Bree, Tony, thank you guys so much for choosing us to listen to on your way to work. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Tony, thanks for winning for the fellas.
And great job, Bree.
No problem.
Yeah, so we're tied up?
We are tied.
1-1. All right, so
officially.
Come break the tie tomorrow, 7, 10 a.m., wake up wars. And then when we come back, we're having an issue regarding childcare. Should it be with family or a nanny? We'll talk about that next. Hit that high note, Bieber. Gets me every time.
He always does.
Gabe and Nina, it's currently 75 degrees. Should be going up around 80.
Yeah, that's just what we say.
It's going to be a chance of showers, slight chance. So don't get too worked up on it throughout the day. We were talking today and for the next couple of days about childcare. We know that the phase four is open, so summer camps are ready to roll. We know people are going back to work, and we also know that the 4th of July holiday is around the weekend. And it really begs the question, like, when it comes to childcare, who is better suited to watch your kids?
Is it your family or is it a nanny? And in my friend's case, the situation is that her in-laws have been super helpful. They've been helping out with the baby. And then it's just the problem is that they don't leave.
Right.
And then when it's over, she needs it to be more of like a... arrangement. Like, they need to be gone. She doesn't need all the extra advice.
It's tough because your family's free.
Right.
Or usually for a discounted rate.
I know, right? And then, but the other side of it too is, though, if they are there always giving you all of that advice, like, what do you do?
Yeah, I mean, that could be frustrating where, but at the same time, a nanny, you gotta pay for the nanny, though. I mean, I guess they leave when you want them to leave. But you're paying for it, and nannies are expensive.
Well, what are you doing? Like, what do you think would be something that would work out in your house? You have your family here.
Yeah, it's tough because Nicole goes back to work on Monday. Monday, she starts back working from home.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like Monday.
What are you going to do?
Her 10 weeks of maternity leave are up. So, well, next week, you know, I'll be free.
Yeah.
So I'll be able to help out. But the week after that, to be very honest, guys, we have no idea.
Have you thought about nannies? Like, has that been a conversation that you've had?
Once again, I'm the lowest paid person at B96. I don't have nanny money.
But would your family be offended if you did that?
Once again, I'm the lowest paid person at B96. I don't have nanny money. So, there's no nanny. There's nothing. There's no nanny conversation because I can't afford a nanny.
Yeah.
So, for me, it's like, it's either get my parents in or what we've thought about is, like, maybe asking like a little cousin or something to come over during the day to like help my girl out.
Right.
You know, like from 7 till 11 when I get home or something.
Right.
Yeah, but no nanny money. There's no nanny money. There's daycare money.
So we're going to be dealing with this the next few days to see if it's better to have a nanny or your family.
Okay. 877-591-9696. When it comes to childcare, we are in the middle of the summer right now. Who's better suited to watch your kids? What are the pros and cons of each? Should it be somebody that's in your family that you trust and you don't have to pay? Or a nanny that will get out of your house at 5 o'clock on the dot and never mention anything? All right, it's B96. All right, let's just go straight to the phone lines. Gabrielle, good morning.
How are you, Gabe?
I'm doing great. All right, first of all, let me ask you, what's better, family, the family or the nanny? I want to come up with a cool rhyme. I can't think of one.
Family. Nope, can't do it right. Not right now.
All right, Gabrielle.
What are you doing?
Family all day. Actually, I just dropped my kids off at my mom's house like 10 minutes ago.
All right, tell me the pros. What are the benefits of giving your children to the family?
I have two kids. They started in daycare. Actually, my mother-in-law worked there. She ended up leaving and coming to our house and babysitting the kids. And it was wonderful. She would do the laundry. She went above and beyond every day. And I would make me feel bad because I'd be like, stop doing it. But
how much are you paying her, Gabrielle, to do all this?
We pay her $200 a week, and now we pay my mom $200 a week. And daycare is double that.
Do they ask you for that money, or is that something you're insisting on? Like, I just insist to pay. I want to give you something.
We discussed it. My mom actually retired, and she was like, I don't want you to pay me, but I feel like they deserve it.
Of course.
Yeah.
And she's doing your laundry.
Yeah.
Give her $250.
Yeah, they did everything. and I will say my mother-in-law would stay at my house, and I personally loved it because
Gabrielle, let me ask you this. What about, like, there has to have been an instance where you guys got into it, no?
Oh, multiple times.
Okay. See, now that's okay, Gabrielle, because we talked about the pros. We talked about the pros. She folds your little
laundry.
Yeah, I was trying to say Spanish.
Clean the house for us, and she would defend me, my husband. She'll be like, stop. She'll just take my side.
Okay.
Gabrielle, now somebody's sticking around to take your side during the arguments. That's a big plus.
I gotta be honest. I mean, I get that. But the thing is, then I feel like they have like ownership over your house. And that's why I feel like nanny is better. Nanny is better than family. Luis, what do you think?
I have a one-year-old daughter. So personally, family, both set of grandparents take care of my daughter when me and my wife are at work. And it just...
But don't they be like, Luis, don't they be like, pero nene, this house, can't you clean it up a little more?
Or are they helping you out too? Are they cleaning?
The good thing is that we drop her off at their house.
Ah.
That's smart.
Like, what if they're like, nene, look at the clothes that are on this baby. Like, what if they tell you all these, like, what about them meddling in your family business because they have the right to? What about that?
Do they?
I get that so much from my side of the fence, from my mom. What about the clothes? Mira esta ropa, mijo.
Right.
But he doesn't care. He's just like, you know what? I'm not paying for childcare. Right. You handle that.
Thanks for the call. Okay, listen. I'm telling you right now, I get the family thing, guys. I get the family. It's cheaper. They know you. And especially the trust thing. That, to me, is like the biggest thing. But if you have a nanny, it's like 5 o'clock on the dot hits. Y ya. Pa fuera. They're out of the house. They're not doing anything right there.
There's just a different investment when you have family there. They're looking at this kid. They want to teach this kid. They want to feed this
kid. That's
just
it. They
love
They want
this
to teach
kid.
This kid, but I'm teaching the kid. Like, let it be the way I want it to be. And your family trying to change things up on you.
But they raised you. Look at how you turned out. Oh.
That's the problem. All right, 877-591-9696. I completely understand where your friend is coming from. It's like, you know, their mom is just like meddling in their business, cooking the food wrong, putting the Pampers on the baby wrong.
And all of those things. And not leaving.
And not leaving. That's the biggest one. So we're asking the question with the summer upon us, phase four here. Who's going to be watching the kids, the nanny or your family? Jackie, welcome to the show.
Hi.
So who do you prefer your kids stay with, the family or a nanny?
Well, my son stays with his grandma, but I'm a nanny.
Okay,
so there you go. Now you've seen both sides.
I mean, but I can't afford a nanny. We get paid too much.
Listen, Jackie, this is what I was talking about. They're like, what are you going to do when your kid goes back to work? I'm like, well, I'm going to find some young family member that wants to make...
Yeah, daycare could be expensive too, though.
Yeah, I know. Well, they have daycare inside of Nicole's job. So,
they do? Oh, that's wonderful.
Like inside of her job because she works for the government or whatever. So
that's
they have
great.
Like that. So I don't know. And then the thing is, I get off work at 12, so we're trying to do half day daycare because, like Jackie just said, it's expensive. Thanks for the call.
I know. But if you had, let's say, hypothetically, the option, the opportunity to have nanny or family.
Oh, my God, Nina, we talk about this all the time, Nicole and I, where, you know, we think about celebrities, right? And then we're like, you know, we know what the first two months have been like of, you know, childcare and been a pain in the butt. And then we think to ourselves, well, damn, if we were rich, I get why Kim Kardashian got like three nannies and, you know, four nannies to just do everything. And then you just kind of pop up and you're like, hey.
Oh, did you need to get fed?
Everything good? Y'all good over there? Good, good, good. I'll see you guys later.
I'll go back this way.
We got another nanny. We got Rachel. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so it's an interesting conversation, right? When it comes to who should be watching your kid and who do you side with in this situation?
Well, as a professional nanny.
Yes.
I am very pro not family watching kids because I've seen it both ways. Now, here's the thing. I will never be able to afford me. Okay. Never, ever, ever. having a nanny is a luxury. And sometimes, especially when I've been on interviews, sometimes people think it's a right when they don't understand this is one-on-one childcare for your kid. When in a daycare, you're getting 1 to 2 teachers per 10 to 15 kids.
Rachel, hold on. So, you know what? You bring up a great point because it is one-on-one with a nanny. And, you know, when you drop them off with family, she might be, like, smoking a cigarette on the side while the baby's chilling.
Yeah.
Or she might be on the phone call.
Yeah.
Like, not, you know, putting her in, you know, this is, like, attentive. We're like, you could put a camera on her and she won't care because she knows she's doing the right job.
Yeah, 100%. And I'm CPR certified. I have experience with newborns to age 12.
She's trying. I don't think Abuelita is trained in CPR. My grandma doesn't know. She's going to put some Vicks on my chest.
They kept you alive. You know that's all they're going to do. I kept
this
you alive.
This is what I'm trying to say.
I kept your sister
look
alive.
How I am. But Rachel,
it's all about what you're looking for.
Of course. I appreciate the phone call. I appreciate the expertise. All right. Thanks for the call.
No problem.
Shout out to all the nannies out there.
Oh my gosh.
All our daycare workers. We know it's a hard job. That's why people pay you to take care of the kids.
Exactly. Get that money.
It's a commercial free Tuesday on B96. Brought to you by Hyundai. Commercial-free Tuesday right here on B96. What's up? We are Gabe and Nina. Gosh, I'm so excited that baseball is back. I'm just...
You ready? Is it going to be weird to even pay attention, though, like without any fans out there watching?
Absolutely not,
them?
Nina. You know I've been watching soccer. I don't even like soccer.
Oh, no.
I've been watching soccer every Saturday and Sunday because I wake up early.
Yeah.
So, like, they got the Premier... Listen, what was once a foreign language to me now has become clear, so I know me saying what I'm about to say is foreign language to everybody else. I've been watching Premier League, Bundesliga, La Liga, and all of a sudden I'm like enthralled by what is the soccer world. Anyway.
This is all I know about soccer. You ready? Go! I love that part.
But no, I cannot wait till I like am inundated with so much sports that it's up to my nostrils and it's coming out. I can't wait.
Man, it's getting so exciting. Actually, I don't know if you heard about this. Baseball, like, you're going to be watching the game, but I think maybe you'll start paying attention to the wet rag that is making itself a staple.
Just live there for a second. It's called a wet rag.
There's the wet rag rule.
Okay, what is this?
It's an actual rule. So you know how the pitchers, if you're paying attention to baseball, they lick their fingers, they grab the ball, they lick their fingers a few more times, and then they do their thing. So now the wet rag rule is that pitchers are not allowed to lick their fingers. So if they want to make their fingers a little wet, they just stick it in their pocket where there's a little wet rag to get their fingers
wet. Bada bing, bada boom, COVID free, just like that.
They can pitch the ball.
You know how many
ball.
Scientists it took them to create that rule?
The wet rag rule.
What are we going to do to be COVID friendly in this game? You know what we could do? Let's put a wet rag in the back of people's pockets.
It's so funny. Now, all fans, you know, if you really want to be diehard baseball, you just keep a wet rag in your pocket, wave it around.
Terrible idea.
On a hot day.
Any baseball player that's ever played baseball in Little League or whatnot, other people besides the pitcher lick their fingers. If you're sitting in the outfield and you're waiting for a ball to come to you, you might lick your fingers just so that way, you know, get a little bit better grip.
Now, they're going to have wet rags, too. I wonder if you will actually get in trouble if you get caught licking your finger. Oh, you're in trouble.
Strike
three. You licked your fingers. Don't do it.
Oh, man. Baseball, please hurry up. We need you so fast. It's the greatest morning show ever in the history of morning shows.
Sometimes, you guys, you know how you just have to look in the mirror and tell yourself something good to set yourself up?
You got
to
gas yourself up sometimes,
That's what we got to do sometimes.
All right, so here's a really important question. Telephone tone, come over here. We like when he laughs in the background.
He's funny. He's got good stuff to share.
He's got good stuff to say. He's a great producer, so we like having him around over here. So come on over. Get out of the dungeon.
Here he comes.
Come on over to this side. Telephone tone. All right. So here's what we're asking you guys. And the phone lines are open right now. 877-591-9696. Just a quick reminder. How would you feel, okay, should you be held accountable for a trait you warn someone about? Okay. And by that, I mean, is if you're in a relationship or you're about to be starting to date someone and that person says, hey, I have a temper. Hey, you know, I like to hang out with my friends. Hey, I like to go drinking on the weekends.
It's like a disclaimer. You're letting people know what they're getting.
And then all of a sudden, you know, a couple months later, you're like, hey, I want to go hang out with my friends. And I'm like, dude, you hang out with your friends too much. And it's like, but I warned you about that.
Yeah.
Right? So should you be held accountable in that situation? The phone number is 877-591-9696. Now, let's just open it up to us first.
Ooh.
If a guy says, Nina, I have a temper, let's stick with that one for you.
Okay.
Guy says, I have a temper. And then you're like, okay, I hear you. And then all of a sudden you're out one day and he's like, yo, what the hell? Why did you do that? Something silly. Why'd you put the ketchup on the hot dog?
I'm super sensitive and I would not love being yelled at in that moment.
Exactly. Then you guys get into it, but he's like, hey, I told you I had a temper.
If it can come back to, okay, this is my self-awareness. Because if you're telling somebody that in the first place, right, that's your disclaimer, but it's also a level of self-awareness. So if it's not abusive yelling, it's not abusive anger, then maybe we can work on anger management issues. Like, do you need to woosaw right now?
Yeah.
Like, is there going to be a keyword I'm going to throw at you? Like, I'm not going to run at the first sign of it.
Right, because I feel like if I'm the person that warned you, I feel like I need to get, and this sounds so bad, I feel like I need some more slack. You know what I mean?
But
like, I need more slack.
But
so,
that's why you're saying it.
Right.
Because you need the slack. I've done that, and I still got left.
Oh, man.
That's why I'm all like, this is kind of true. Do you want to know what happened? No? Okay.
Sure.
It did.
I was waiting.
It was one of those situations where I was like, I need a little bit of patience.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit damaged from the last one. I have a twitch. I'm a little insecure.
Yeah.
I might be all these things, but I'm really dope, I swear. Just give me a second and work through it.
And then it didn't happen.
And then that part of me showed up a couple times. And he was like, I'm out.
Hey, B96, hang on 1 second. I mean, I get that though. But because the thing is, you, I guess from a guy, from in that particular instance, you say to yourself, okay, I was warned and I was okay with it, but I didn't know how bad it was going to be. You know what I'm saying? And it got to be another disclaimer. Hey, man, I'm a little dramatic. I'm a little drama filled, but it's like, and he's like, it's okay, don't worry about it. I understand. You're like, no. It's like real bad drama.
Like, I'm giving you a chance to run right now.
Okay. So how do you feel about that? 877-591-9696. If someone warns you about a trait, whether it be I drink, I hang out with my friends, I got a bad temper, should they be held accountable if in fact they end up doing that?
Have you ever done that?
I'll tell you when we come back.
Did you hold him accountable?
877-591-9696. Is it their fault? It's not their fault. It shouldn't be their fault.
It shouldn't be their fault.
All right, we'll take your calls next. Gabe and Nina, if a person warns you about a flaw of theirs, can you still be mad at them? 877-591-9696. Madison in Indiana Dunes. The Dunes.
All right.
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Okay. So if a person warns you about a flaw that they have, can you still be mad at them?
Definitely. If it's an extreme to where it's way too much and they're aware that they drive people away, you can definitely be mad.
But what if they warned you?
Right.
They
in the
warned
beginning.
You.
Well, they know, they're aware of the problem. You can be a little more lenient, but if it's to the point where it's way too extreme, and they don't even try to work on it, it just gets to be too much to deal with.
It's like, you suck.
But what if
they're like, you warned me? You're right. You do suck.
No, but what if they are working on it, though? Like, if it's something they're working on, it's just not there yet.
If they're working on it, I could see it. But if it's just they're not even attempting to make a change and they're aware that they have a problem, then it's like they're not putting it to work.
That's a great point. 877-591-9696. Madison, thanks so much for the call. If a person warns you about a flaw of theirs, whether it be drinking, hanging out with friends, staying out late, got a temper, can you still be mad at them even though they warned you?
The flip side of this, when you say that, are you highlighting the problem? Like, is it almost better just to keep your mouth shut and let them figure it out on their own? Because if you highlight the problem, it's almost like they're always looking for it.
But Nina, we talk about it all the time. Communication is key. So I need to let you know that, hey, when I get upset a little bit, it's just more like a me thing than it is like I'm upset at you
right.
or upset at the world. Like, for example, Nicole and I, this is literally something I told Nicole.
Okay.
I was like, hey, listen, I think you're the most amazing person in the world. I do not want to lose you. So I just want to let you know that at times I might have a little bit of a temper. And it's just, and what I realized is it has to do with my upbringing, right? Like, my parents yelled a lot.
Mm.
They yelled at me. They yelled at, you know, and I've dated people where they're like, my parents didn't yell. Or people don't yell in my house. And I'm like, well, that's kind of how we communicate. And it's not necessarily like I'm coming down on you, but it's like sometimes I just get worked up quickly. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's a great way to explain how you communicate. But let's say it was something like, you just like to hang out with your friends. If you say that up front, now they're always going to be looking for you hanging out with your friends.
I have a lot of friends. I value something I talked to Nicole about too. I have a lot of friends and I value friendships. And I understand that friendships take effort. So there has to be some sort of my day that's cut out. I'm going to tell you though how Nicole and I handle this stuff when I do get upset at her.
Right.
I want to make this point. When I unnecessarily get upset at her, I'll tell you what I do in that second. Beverly, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. How you doing?
I'm doing great. So if a person warns you about a flaw that they have, can you still be mad at them?
I don't think so, because I always think that there's room for improvement. And it's like, and if you don't give someone a chance, how can they correct the problem? And they've been like that their whole life.
Right, Beverly. And they want to change and they want to be there and be their best selves for you. But, you know, if they just leave before you get to, what happens?
Beverly, Nina, how are you going to fix a man if you don't let him, if you don't let him to get, let him get fixed?
I'm going to tell you. Oh my God.
My toolkit doesn't work like that, Beverly.
Thanks for the call, Beverly. I appreciate it. You do kind of got to give people some slack. And I'll tell you, this is what happens when Nicole and I, okay?
Yeah.
Sometimes I might just be snappity-snappity like a turtle. And then what happens is I have learned to apologize quickly.
Okay.
Right? And I think that that's the key for anyone out there that feels like they have any of these issues. The key when working through it is to apologize quickly. So, for example, if I'm like she told me the other day, what was it? What was one I could think of? I was burping the baby. And she's like, well, if you sit upright, you might be able to. And I was like, burp her then. Because my thing was, take the baby. You shouldn't have gave it to me to burp her in the first place. But I said it and it was unnecessarily rude. So she grabs the baby, doesn't say a word, gives me silent treatment.
You know she's mad.
And then all of a sudden, what I end up doing is I apologize quickly and I go, babe, I'm sorry. It was like you made me feel like I didn't know what I was doing in that moment. And that's how I felt. That was a personal thing. And it came out in the form of, then you take the baby too loudly. And I apologize. I'm sorry. That wasn't my intention. I love you.
Good for you.
Of course.
Look at that self-awareness. That's growth, though. That's growth.
But that comes from her understanding from me telling her, like, yo, babe, I got a little bit of a temper. So she's dismissive when I have a temper sometimes, which I appreciate because it's like, I'm not really mad. So when you're dismissive, like, whatever, then I'm like, I get an opportunity to fall back and apologize instead of you fighting fire with fire, right? Like, you know my temper is something that I've warned you about. So instead of you being like, you better watch the way you talk to me, like most people probably would have done in the relationship that I was in. And then I would have snapped and it would have been a cycle. Anyway.
Yeah, man.
That just got deep right there, telling you about my personal situation.
But that's real.
But we want to talk to you, though, all right? 877-591-9696. When someone warns you about a flaw of theirs, a character trait flaw, can you still be mad at them, whether it's drinking, hanging out with friends, staying out late? 877-591-9696. Sam in Oswego, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
All right, so what do you think about this whole conversation we're having right here? The idea of warning people and not getting upset.
Well, good morning, Nina, as well. I think if you're dating a person or trying to date a person and trying to form a relationship and everything's on the table, there's no baby involved yet, but none of that stuff has happened.
Right.
And that the person is like, hey, I have these twitches and these issues. I'm going to take a hard internal thought process and say, do I really want to go through this? And is this something I can work through personally? Or am I about self-preservation and say, yeah, I'm probably going to pass on this person. But your relationship with your girl is, you guys already have a relationship going, so you just have to apologize how you're doing a great job about that, because it's a tough thing to do when you start dating, and poor choices start happening. And
Sam, it's hard to walk away when the sex is good. No. I'm being serious. I'm to your point, Sam. You're saying when you're just dating and you're having a good time, it's like if the sex is good or your relationship, you know, you guys have fun, but they told you that, you know, hey, maybe she's like a little crazy stalker or something like that, or he's a crazy stalker. You know what I'm saying? And then exactly.
That's not cute.
And you're like, no. Oh, okay. Well, maybe I could deal with this though because we have fun. They're not going to do that with me. You know what I mean? And that's usually what happens.
Yeah.
Safe is safe.
Well, Sam, safe is safe, but sometimes you miss out when you play it too safe, right? Sometimes you have to allow people to just be and see what it's all about. Because if you're just screening in the very beginning and you don't even get a chance to see if that person's worth it, then
I think in that moment, right?
You can play too safe.
Can you still be mad at them? You just be mad and break up. Like, oh, you tell me you had a temper? You have a temper? That's awesome. You even have no temper with me. And then all of a sudden you have a temper with me and it's just like, okay. We're going to break up now because nobody's going to talk to me like that.
That sucks for the other person that was vulnerable and open about who they are and how they're trying to grow. And so now they're getting punished even though they're trying to fix
Nina,
it.
Because if you were dating a guy, Nina, who said that he had a temper and then all of a sudden he was talking to you crazy.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
Okay, so now you're on my side again? Okay,
that cool. Part just of it, sure. Don't attack me.
Ooh, what are you talking about?
The guy.
I'm like, what is going on right now?
I'm still talking about situations.
Sam, thanks for the call. Follow Nina. Kay and Elgin, what's up?
Hey.
Hi, Kay.
Okay, so you're warned about a character flaw. And the reason why we're talking about this, Kay, is because tomorrow on Lie Detectors, he warned her about a particular character flaw of his, and she's having an issue with it. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow on Wake Up. Excuse me. On lie detectors. But Kay, what do you say? If someone warns you about a flaw, can you still be mad at them?
In my case, I'm the one that warned about a flaw because I also have a temper, but I've learned to walk away when I get mad.
Smart.
Uh-huh. And my significant other is the opposite. He likes to talk about things the moment it happens and try to resolve it. Mm. And he's been very patient with me, and that's helped me change. So now I slowly, unless it's something too big, I'll talk about it even if I don't want to.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of growing together.
Yeah.
I'm giving in, he's giving in, and we're learning how our relationship can grow together with the
what a great point.
So he's given the slack.
Good ways that he helps me.
Yeah.
That's so wonderful.
But I think you said it best, right? Because that's a great one. We didn't mention this one.
Right.
If you warn someone and say, hey, listen, when we get into an argument, I need to walk away. Or I'm going to shut down. Don't look at it in the wrong way. This is how I handle things.
Right.
And then when you get into that situation and you walk away and they're like, what are you doing walking away from
then
me?
You get upset,
we need to talk
and you get
upset.
Get
this is a great one, but I'm glad that you guys have kind of worked on it and come to some sort of agreement on how that can, how long you guys been together now, Kay?
4 years.
Okay.
4 years, and he is amazing. He's helped me grow.
Of course.
And I suffer from mental illness, just something separately, but he's helped me realize that, hey, it's not bad to talk about it.
Yeah.
But if you're really not in the mood, then yes,
of course,
I will give you your space and we can talk about it.
Of course. And that's another thing, too.
I'm so glad.
Because majority of people aren't equipped to deal with those types of situations.
Yes.
Being in relationships with partners who have mental health issues.
Yes.
Right? If you have depression and you come into a situation like, hey, man, I'm depressed. Sometimes I cry and I'm going to be in the corner of my room and it has nothing to do with you and you can't fix it.
No, I say it up front now.
You know what I'm saying? But like, right, exactly. Some people need to be prepared for that, but it's a good one. Kay, thanks for the call. I appreciate you sharing. Again, the reason why we're talking about it is because tomorrow, 8 o'clock is when we usually do lie detectors. And this woman was warned about a specific trait of her boyfriend, and now it's coming back to bite her in the butt.
And she's like, can I do this?
So we'll talk to her tomorrow, 8 o'clock. Make sure you're here for that. And then coming up in just a second, oh, what is this? Some sexy Spanish talk and some TMI Tuesday?
What? Here we go.
Don't go anywhere, guys.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. I've been doing my French accent earlier. Now I have to change it to my Antonio Banderas voice. It's Gabe and Nina in the morning, guys. It is time for Sexy Spanish Talk. Let's have a little fun, mix things up a little bit. So I'm looking for one contestant. It could be male or female, but the only prerequisite is that you do not speak Spanish, all right? The way this works is I'm going to say something in Spanish, and I'm going to drop my voice a few octaves as I do it. And
so basic.
See, because you know, if I say something like this,
why are you slurping? Know whether or not, he's slurping his spit right now.
I'm biting my bottom lip, guys.
Oh, my God.
Oh. All right. 877-591-9696. I'm going to say something in Spanish. You are simply going to tell me whether what I'm saying is sexy or silly. All right. 877-591-9696. Male or female. Come be our contestant right now. It's B96. Welcome to Sexy Spanish Talk.
How are you?
Doing great. Have you heard this game before?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. So you know how it works. And here is your first statement in Spanish, okay?
Okay.
La salsa picante nunca es una buena idea en la cama. Sin embargo, el jarabe de chocolate es imprescindible.
She's giggling already. Was it sexy or silly, Brittany?
Silly?
I said, hot sauce is never a good idea in the bedroom. Mm-mm. However, chocolate syrup is a must. So it's like kind of sexy, kind of silly. All right, number two. Me encanta el buceo. Buceo en alta mar puede ser específicos. Puedo aguantar la respiración por mucho tiempo.
You can almost feel
oh
that.
My God.
Was it sexy or silly?
Sexy?
Depending on how you read it.
Okay, let's read it.
I said, I love diving. Brittany, I said, I love diving.
Oh, geez.
Deep sea diving, to be specific.
Oh, geez.
I can hold my breath for a very long time.
Oh, geez.
So it's silly. It's silly. It's not sexy at all. So
throw them overboard.
I love diving. Anyway, all right, last one. Here we go, Brittany.
¿Alguna vez apareciste en un lugar? Yes. Exactamente al mismo tiempo que tu novio, es la mejor sensación.
Brittany, what was that? Was it sexy or silly?
Let's say sexy.
Okay.
Brittany. There we go. Okay. Got one on the way out here. I said, Brittany, you ever show up to a place and it's at the exact same time as your boyfriend? Best feeling ever.
Oh.
Win this game.
Hey, Brittany, I love you for calling up. Thanks for having a laugh with us, all right? Have a great day.
Thanks. Have a good one.
See, you never know, Dina.
Everybody else needs a fan and a cold glass of
What's
water
wrong?
Real what? Quick.
Because my favorite pastime is
Cause
diving.
Because you like to go diving.
What's wrong with that?
I like to arrive.
Summertime. What? And isn't it, if you show up to Walgreens and your boyfriend's right there, you're like, oh my God, we got here.
Let's go get our toothbrushes together.
We came here at the same time.
Oh my God.
It's giving me no feelings.
Welcome to a TMI Tuesday with Gabe and Nina on B96. Now, it's after 8:30. Every once in a while, you just need to talk about things that are a little too much information.
Just like sexy Spanish talk.
It led right into this perfectly on a commercial-free Tuesday, by the way, on B96.
Shout out to Hyundai for that one. So Nina's prep had something dirty in it, and then I was like, let's use this for TMI Tuesday. And it has to do with, you know, food and eating.
Like, how many cookies do you have a day?
What's the most cookies you've ever eaten in a day?
The most cookies you've... You know we're not talking about cookies, right? Do we need to spell this out?
What rhymes with cookie? That's what we're talking about.
I almost said it.
Oh, no. Nookie.
I know I was going to say it.
Oh, you can say
it. Spit it all for the nookie. Remember that song, Fred Durst? Okay. Anyways.
Cookies.
How many?
The most cookies you ever had in one day? With the same person or with different people?
No, let's stick with the same person.
Okay.
Today.
How many different cookies have you had in a day?
That's a different conversation.
I would love that. I want that to be part of this.
You want to just open it all up to all of the cookies?
I like that. How many different cookies have you had in one day? Wow. And AK, we're talking about Nookie.
And what's the most amount of cookies you've eaten in a day?
Okay.
877-591-9696. Now's the time to share.
Sometimes I feel weird about these topics because then I know we have to answer them.
Yeah, we do. So go ahead, Gabe. What's the most amount of cookies you've had in a day? I feel weird asking you this.
I know, right?
Do I want to know?
Well, I'll be honest.
I guess we're all going to find out.
I get a tummy ache quick. So to be honest, I mean, listen, I can't eat too many cookies in one day. I got to be honest.
Okay, so how many cookies can you eat in a day?
Can I?
No, what's the most amount of cookies you've had in a day?
The most cookies I've had, the same cookie? We just want to make sure we're talking about the same cookie.
What kind of cookie do you want to talk about?
Should I tell you how many different cookies I've had in one day?
If that makes you happy, would that make Nicole happy? I'm just kidding.
What the? Nina, how many cookies have you had in one day?
The most cookies I've ever
had? The most cookies you ever had in one day.
I don't eat a lot of cookies either. Probably like three cookies. Three cookies soaked in milk. Three cookies.
I feel like when you're on vacation, you might have more than three cookies in one day. Because you're going to wake up and eat a cookie.
I wanted to have more
you
cookies.
You might have went to the pool and ate a cookie. Might have took a shower before dinner, ate a cookie.
What am I? I don't get the tummy aches. Let me just tell you that right now. Yeah. I can eat cookies all day long. I'm not the one that has the cookie problem.
Okay. It's the guys that you're with that have the problem.
They can only have so many cookies. I can eat cookies all day.
Well, we're really talking about what rhymes with cookie and how many times you've had that in one day. But we're calling it cookie because this is B96.
Right.
So how many cookies have you had in one day? What's the most amount of cookies you had in one day? And if you're dangerous, how many different cookies have you had in one day? We'll talk to you next. B96. Oh, I gotta love TMI Tuesdays, right? You get like vanilla topics a lot of the day, and then you get TMI Tuesdays where you kind of put a spin. Nori, what do you think about the spin that we put on these TMI topics? It's gotta be funny. We're having fun with it, right?
Yeah, most definitely. Of course, definitely.
And who doesn't like cookies, Nori?
Oh, exactly. If you watch, you know who the Cookie Monster is.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, the Cookie Monster. Okay, how many cookies, what's the most amount of cookies you've had in one day?
Okay, in my prime, it was four.
In your prime?
Yeah. When I was doing all the Memorial weekends in Miami. Any of the College Road trips.
Yeah, I get it. See, the thing is, Nina, I mean, what we're talking about, guys, is the amount of cookies you've eaten in a day. And obviously, we're talking about what rhymes with cookie, nookie.
Right.
But the thing is, so now that you're out of your prime, what was the most amount of cookies you could have in a day? Two?
A day, man. We might be two a week.
Nori's got tummy aches. He got
diabetes. He can't be doing it. 877-591-9696. Nori, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, man. All right, let's go to Samantha, who, you know, Samantha, we're talking about not only the amount of cookies you've eaten in one day, but sometimes you might want different cookies in one day. And it's a possibility. It happens.
Samantha likes variety, right?
I mean, like they said, in my prime.
Okay, disclaimer, guys.
I love how everybody.
This isn't normal behavior. This is in her prime. All right, Samantha.
When my stomach could handle it. Samantha. We're so close. We should have known that Samantha said she had three different cookies in one day. We probably could have figured that she was going to curse at some point.
But you know what, Samantha? I appreciate your honesty for the love of cookies.
Okay, Samantha, just because I don't want you to feel out of place. Of course I've had more than one cookie in one day.
I'm just going to leave it there?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That was me leaving it to you. Have you ever had more than one cookie in a day?
No. No.
Nina,
48 hours maybe, but not 24.
See, because this is what I do, and this is what happens on this show a lot.
But no,
you say things like that, and then I can't let it go because I know the truth, and then all of a sudden I call you out on it, and then you're like, "Oh yeah, well that doesn't count." Okay, you're telling me you've never eaten two different cookies at the same time?
No.
You're a damn liar. You know you are. Why are you trying to make me out to be a liar on this show? Exactly.
Why are you trying to make me out to be a cookie monster?
Two cookies at the same time.
Oh my God.
He's delicious.
No. 48 hours. Not 24. Is that how we start now?
Commercial-free Tuesday.
It is on B96, just in time for Nina at 9:30. A second ago, I tried to tease something that I was originally going to talk about, but in that time frame of the song, I changed it. Do you ever have those weeks or days where you feel like you don't know how to do your job? Where you feel like you don't know how to do what you're supposed to do? Fair. Or you don't have the energy or the ability to give love and take care of the other things and responsibilities that you have? That's how I feel right now.
Yeah.
And in saying that, though, I'm not going to sit here and whine about how my mental health is struggling a little bit. And I think it's starting to bleed onto the airwaves and into my professional life. But I can't even say this right. I say that to say, how's your mental health today? Take that time to check it, because we forget, even though it feels like we're in phase four, we're moving forward in our lives. And yes, we are. There are still factors that are out there that add stresses on us that we don't even realize are there.
And sometimes you have to acknowledge them yourself.
And sometimes, myself included, yeah. seriously, I don't think I've realized how much I've been ignoring all the stresses in my life. And now it's starting to affect my performance in everything that I do. So I will check that today. And I ask you to do the same thing. How's your mental health? Take care of yourself today. That's my Nina at 9:30. And you know where you can get a lot more of that stuff? I have this podcast. It's called Guilty Pleasures and Growing Pains. All raw, all real. If you want to check it out, it's on radio.com right now.
See? You thought that you didn't wake up early and you missed something. Lucky for you, you got to listen to the podcast. Don't forget, every single weekday, we put it up here. Shout out Telephone Tone. Weekday mornings, you got to hang out with us though, all right? It's Gabe and Nina, B96.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.